Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
You've reached another edition of Journey of Light with Reverend John White at Lilydale, New York. We are actually coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. Last week it was Santa Fe. This week it is Orlando. Welcome, everyone, all of our listeners across the United States, the UK, and Australia.
Hi, you've reached John White. Here we are at the radio show of Journeys of the Lights. Okay. Well, welcome, Joyce, and welcome everybody out there. Tonight's subject is going to be reincarnation. So let's just start off by, I always like to use a positive affirmation. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Well, who are we not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small, doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, now we all know how to spell fear. It's false evidence appearing real. Your very presence automatically liberates others. Okay, let's talk about reincarnation tonight. Now, I also regress people into past lives. And I also can tune into people and tell them what they did in a past life and how that life affects this life. What are the three major things you can learn about yourself in past lives? First of all, I learned how to regress people to past lives many, many years ago from a psychologist, Brian. And he taught me that, you know, when a psychologist regresses us into a past life, it has absolutely nothing doing with trying to prove whether the person lived before or not. It has to do with the psychological and emotional benefits from it. There's a very famous author, Brian Weiss, who's actually going to be one of our guests at Lilydale this year, and that is actually his specialty. So let me tell you a little about his story, and then I'll tell you the benefits of being regressed into past lives. Brian Weiss was regressing people through hypnosis in his psychological practice, and people started having past life experiences. At the time, this was new to him, and so being a good psychologist and therapist, he didn't reject it. He studied the subject, and now he has written several books on the subject, and he is very well known for helping people to understand psychological problems through past lives and helping to resolve them, finding out how to tune into people's natural talents, and the relationships and what type of relationships you attract. So let's go over these three things. Again, when we regress a person into a past life, we are not interested in trying to prove whether you lived before or not. If you did, you did. If you didn't, you didn't. That's okay. But to say that the whole science of regression is nonsense is kind of throwing out the baby with the bathwater. So number one, the thing that we could find out about ourselves is we could find out what our natural talents are. Let me tell you a story. Many years ago, I was regressed into a past life, and I saw myself as a Tibetan monk. In the regression, it was very interesting. Here I was in Tibet, and my teacher in my mind, in the regression, was teaching me how to do soul traveling and have other body experiences. Well, I thought it was very interesting, but I never really took note of it. It was just another exercise I was doing in the mind development course I was taking. But then, about 2 years later, literally that same monk that I met in my mind in a past life actually showed up by my bedside, got me to do some breathing exercises, and took me into the spirit world to visit my grandfather who passed on a long time ago. But let me continue with that story. This was not a past life hypnosis event. Literally, he showed up by my bedside. And so in regressions, you could find out what some of your natural talents are and who your spirit guides are. So here he is, taking me into one of the spirit worlds. And on the way to the spirit world, I remember looking at him as you're traveling through space. And I remember having a feeling of fear. He looked at me with a smile, and he literally said to me through his mind, "We're sorry, that emotion does not exist here." And that's the first time I found out that later I confirmed through A Course in Miracles that in some of the higher spirit worlds, there is no such thing as fear. And so through that, I met a grandfather who passed on many, many years ago. And so the point was that I met my guide in a past life, a Tibetan monk, and I learned that one of my natural talents was to do soul traveling. Now, in this lifetime, as you know, I'm one of the fortunate people to be one of the registered mediums at Lilydale. And every year, 2 or 3 times a year, I go away to a meditation called Vipassana, V-I-P-I-S-S-A-N-A meditation, and it is a Buddhist meditation. And last year, I went to Dharamsala, that's where the Dalai Lama lives, and I did that meditation. And I've always felt very close to Tibetan monks. Now, to further the story, quite a few years ago in Montreal, Canada, the second visit of the Dalai Lama himself came to our little center in Montreal, and we asked them 2 questions. One of the questions was, how do you teach the lamas in Tibet how to soul travel? Now, I want you to listen very, very clearly to what his instructions are. This is literally coming from the Dalai Lama. He said, literally, when you're dreaming, and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. So you learn how to practice inside the dream. For instance, one of the dreams that you may catch yourself in is that, have you ever felt yourself flying? Okay. Have you ever felt yourself being very lucid inside a dream? Well, the lamas in Tibet basically teach people how to play inside their dreams consciously. That's one of the ways that they teach the lamas how to soul travel in Tibet. And so that is also one of my natural talents. You see, for those of you who are very interested in developing your higher skills, you will have several lucid dreams because it is a part of mediumship, I believe. In your lucid dreams, you can tune into the past, the present, and also the future. And so I found out what are my natural talents, being regressed into a past life. And not only that, I found out who one of my spirit guides are. Now, the other thing you could find out about being regressed into a past life is that you could find out the type of relationships that you have a tendency to attract. Okay? Now, let's look at this in an unusual way. You know, there is something called sacred contracts. Sacred contracts is that in the beginning, you know, when you're deciding to come into this world, you make agreements of what type of relationships or what type of people may come into your life. And those are the people that manifest in your world. Now, when you're being regressed into a past life, literally, it's called soul recognition. Soul recognition. Let me tell you a story. Many, many years ago, again, I was being regressed into a past life. And at the time, I was falling in love with a girl, and she seemed to be always ill. And I didn't understand it. You see, that was one of my patterns. But after being regressed into a past life, I saw the whole story. Is that in a past life, in the regression, I was married to a really nice girl, but she wasn't feeling well. She always seemed to have some sickness or psychological problems. And I was a salesman. I happened to be on the road a lot. And she died on me. Yeah, she died on me. And so in this lifetime, psychologically, I found myself being attracted to women, to girls, young ladies, throughout my life, that there are, where there are psychological, emotional issues with them, and they're not very strong. But when I was regressed into a past life, what happened is that I saw that pattern. I saw the pattern, and so I broke the pattern. I realized I really wasn't in love with that particular girl at all. So you see, you can get insight into the type of relationships that you seem to attract. Now, here's the secret. The soul does not think in terms of relationships as being good or bad. The soul thinks in terms of relationships of having an opportunity to learn all about yourself. So that's another way that you could get insight into learning about past lives, relationships. Okay, and then the third one is psychological and emotional problems. Now, the fact is, through hypnosis, if you get the person deep enough into a past life, their subconscious mind takes it as literal, okay? So if you get the person deep enough into their mind, they go through a past life, you literally can change the behavior pattern of the mind. And that's a way of Brian Weiss and some other people who are working with the art of hypnosis, being able to go into past lives with a person and helping them to get over their fears and phobias. So I really hope that you look at Lily Dale's website and see the work that this amazing teacher, Brian Weiss, is doing, and he is coming to Lily Dale this summer. Now, you can look on the website, Lily Dale brochure, and you could see all the different teachers that are coming to Lily Dale. Okay, so again, the three things that you could learn about yourself in past lives is that you can find out what your natural talents are. Number two, you could find out what spirit guides you have in natural talents. And then you could also find out about relationships and what type of relationships you have a tendency to attract over and over again, until you learn the lesson that you need to learn. And then, of course, there's the psychological ones also. Okay. Now, when I look at a person, here's another way of doing it. When I look at a person or think of a person, I could tell you what you did in a past life and how that life affects this life. And that's obviously one of the things that we teach people at Lily Dale to do. So I can do that, and I know that other mediums at Lily Dale could also do something very similar. Isn't the mind a beautiful, beautiful tool? Okay. So if you want to find out what your past lives are, come to Lily Dale this summer, Brian Weiss, or you could also get in touch with me, John White, at Lily Dale. And that is one of the classes that we teach. Now, we use past lives in order to develop your intuition. Okay, so telling a person what they did in a past life and how that life affects this life, believe it or not out there, this is one of the easiest things to do. Now, let me explain that. Okay, let me go back to Einstein's saying. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. And so an imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So we could tune into your past life, and I could teach you how to do that also. Now, it is easier, believe it or not, to for me to tell you what you did in the past life and how that life affects this life than for me to just think of you or look at you and tell you what's going on in this life. Let me explain why. You see, thank God, the intuitive mind and the rational brain play together. And so, see, the rational brain, when I'm tuning into a person in a past life and telling them what's going on and what they did in the past life and how that life affects this life, my rational brain thinks I'm making it up, so it lets me get away with it. So my ego isn't threatened. But if I look at someone cold and I try to tell them what's going on in this life, it's like the rational brain peeks its little head up and says, yeah, I want to see this too. I want to hear you do this. And so, you know, if you can use your imagination, you can escape in your imagination. Okay, now in a few moments, we're going to talk to Joyce. And Joyce is going to give us a little bit of insight in Lily Dell. And we just want to acknowledge her being on the air with us. Hi, Joyce. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Hello to all of our callers. So we have a few people, actually, who are hoping to get through to you and get some messages, not just past lives, but psychic insights. And for those of you who don't know, Lily Dell is the largest spiritual community in the world, located in Western New York, about an hour and a half south of Niagara Falls. And people come from all over the country and Canada and beyond to come in the summertime and get messages and take classes and special guests to that monk. And usually the Lily Dell season begins the last week of June and it goes until Labor Day. During the off season, you can attend church on Sunday. There are three church services. With the National Church of the Healing Temple and the Fellowship of the Spirit. And the Church of the Living Spirit. The Church of the Living Spirit is at the Assembly Hall in Lilydale, right on Cleveland Ave. And the National Church Service in the Healing Temple. Both of those church services are held at 10:30 in the morning. And then the Fellowship of the Spirit is on Gale Drive, right outside of Lilydale. And those church services start at 6:30 p.m. All of those services include messages for a handful of audience members, as well as a message and a healing service. So that is free and open to the public. On Wednesdays, there is a healing service from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., also free and open to the public. You would receive healing and possibly a message from spirit. There are drumming circles throughout the year. And special mediumship development classes on Friday nights with Judith Rochester. There's Tai Chi on Saturday mornings.
20.
Yoga on Saturday mornings and other special classes and events. So if you'd like more information, check out the website lilydaleassembly.com. Our first caller tonight is Lisa from Arizona. Now, Lisa had a question for you. She's hoping to tune in about her job. She wants to see if change for her. Lisa, are you here? Are you with us, Lisa?
I am. Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear Lisa?
Hello?
Yeah, I got her. Hi, how are you tonight,
Hello?
Lisa? Can
oh,
you hear
hi.
Me?
Thank you. Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay,
thank
honey.
You for
what
taking...
is, what is, you're welcome. What is your exact question?
I work right now for a company, and I'm trying to change over to another company, and the person's name is Linda that owns the other company that I want to go to work for. Do you see that happening,
okay.
please?
Good. Now, let me go. Let me. I'm not going to give you a fast answer. Let me go. Linda, who owns, you know Linda's full name, so I can go visit her, and I can look at your mind through her. So, do you know Linda's full name?
Well, because we're... Yeah, I do, but because we're on the radio, I don't like to
I understand
give out
that.
All
yes,
that.
Okay. Okay, give me initial, honey.
A G. G as in good.
Okay, let me go there. Okay. Well, I get a feeling of them looking at your qualifications. Okay. Are you interested in becoming a manager?
That would be fine. You know, I want to work with her because she's one of the best.
Okay. Well, she's looking, like, here's the impression I'm getting. She doesn't want to invest a whole lot of time and energy if you're not committed. And she wants to be able to have you there for many, many years. So would you want to be there for many years, or you just want to pass through?
I would be there forever, as long as you wanted me.
You would be there. Okay. Okay, this is what I got. I got a feeling that she will offer you a less position than, first of all, she would offer you a less position than what you actually want or applying for, okay? And by doing that, she would see how it works out for you, and then she would move you up the ladder. So the question I need to ask you, are you willing to take a less position than what you would desire at this time?
Well, yeah, I'm certified. I've gone to school. I'm certified. I'm licensed. And so, yeah, I would enjoy working with her.
Okay, because the impression I got is that she would want to test you almost like do an internship there, even though you're more than qualified, okay?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to parachute you into a position. And she, you know, until she can feel as though you can take this power on your own and do it by yourself. So, yes, if you are willing to take a position that's a little bit less than what you know that you're qualified for and work yourself up and prove yourself, then all means she's more than ready to hear that from you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know about when that might happen?
Okay. Okay, I can't tell you the time, but I can tell you that she's going to relook at your qualifications and your resume. Okay? And I get a feeling that she will call you in again. Now, one of the difficult things to do when we're doing this is to try to tell time. It may not be before the end of March, beginning of April. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. Have you talked to her yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. I've been business proposal. I submitted a business proposal to her. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I still get the same. See, as I'm doing this, I have to observe myself, be intuitive. I seem to be at the end of March, beginning of April, my interpretation, a serious interview. And again, I know you said you're qualified, but she would like to test you for a little while or to see if you really are going to be able, if you're management material, okay?
Okay.
And that's as close as I can get to it, honey.
Oh, that's fine. That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling us tonight.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You're listening to Journey of Life with Reverend John White of Lilydale. This is Journey of Life. If you'd like to call in and share a story or ask a question, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And tonight's topic is past lives and past life regression. John?
Okay, and so at Lilydale, of course, there are many, many different courses you can take, but one of the courses I love to teach is helping people to develop their intuition through learning how to tell a person what they did in a past life and how that life affects this life. Okay, we have an email, and the email says that there's a Brian in California, and he wants to know what he did in a past life, okay? And I get a feeling of, Brian, as I'm tuning into you, I get a feeling of aviation with you. I get a feeling that in a past life you were in the war between Japan and the United States in Hawaii, and I get a feeling that you're very much interested in aviation. And so I get a feeling That's the way that you should go. Believe it or not, I see you in your room. Maybe that's where you're thinking of doing this from. And you're looking at books, and you're trying to decide whether you are going to enter higher education and go in that direction. I intuitively get that you're a genius at math, Brian. So you feel we really want to encourage you to do that, because I get a feeling of that's one of your natural talents. And I get a feeling there's a man that's like a grandfather on the other side of life that's encouraging you. So, Brian, go ahead and do that. Now, Brian, if you want to give us a call besides an email and confirm these things that I said to you, then please do that. Okay. So, example, here's a young man by the name of Brian going off to university, and he has a desire to get involved in aviation. So, in past lives, you know, do you have a desire to do something? Do you feel as though you have a natural talent? Wouldn't you like to know where that natural talent comes from and whether you've done that before and who you studied with? Because you see, in past lives, you can find out what your natural talents are, who you studied with, what disciplines you used in your study, what type of physical environment you were in, and the purpose of doing that, so in this lifetime, you can do the same talents by finding out what disciplines you worked with, what type of environment you were in, and then you could reproduce that, you could reproduce those natural talents in this lifetime. You see, friends, when we're talking about natural talents, we're talking about you don't really have to learn how to do it. It's about remembering how to do it. Okay, so I believe that Joyce has another guest that's going to have a question for us. So here's Joyce.
Okay, we have Virginia calling from Buffalo. And Virginia wants to know if you can tune into her past life.
Okay. Hello, Virginia. How
Hi.
Are you?
Now, I'm fine. Fine.
Beautiful. Now, give me, would it be for a natural talent? Would it be for a relationship? Or what would be the purpose of doing this with you?
Let's
or you're
do
just
it for
curious.
A natural talent. Let's do a
okay.
natural talent. I think a relationship is too personal for the air.
Well, thank you. I definitely agree. I agree with you. Okay. Okay. Okay, as I'm tuning into you, I'm feeling very artistic with you actually. I'm actually seeing you. I'm seeing you in educational gowns, and I get a feeling. I believe that you're a natural teacher. I also get a feeling of the science of psychology, and so I'm going way back to Greece. I'm going way back to Greece with you. And I see you as a man in a past life, because sometimes we're boys and sometimes we're girls, and I see you doing those things. So are you doing anything with psychology or teaching in this lifetime?
Most certainly, and I am a lifelong artist, Reverend John White.
You see?
Hit it right on the nail, on the head.
Okay. Isn't it amazing what the mind can do? Isn't it amazing? Okay.
It is
now. I want to show something else that I'm seeing with you. Seeing a book. I'm seeing a book that you haven't written yet. Now remember, I'm in a part of my mind that plays with time. Okay, so I can see a book that you haven't written yet. And what I'm seeing also is I'm seeing certificates of education around you that you don't even have yet. Okay, so I do believe that you're on the right track. I do believe that you're on the right track. Okay, so thank you very much for calling us tonight, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you.
I hope to see you. Come down to Lilydale and see us, okay, honey?
I most certainly will, Reverend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, see,
goodbye.
So we're able to tune into that person in their past life and connect it, and we understood it completely. So if anyone out there would like to call in, the number is
818 739-8818. And next we have Nicole. She's calling from New York City. And she has two questions for you, John, actually. Number one, she wants to know about whether you're teaching classes on past lives and past life regressions this coming summer. And what do you think about numerology in relation to past lives?
Okay. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, John. Hi, John. Okay, thanks for taking my call. So I joined late, so I missed the dates in terms of the past life. I did look online very quickly, and I saw Connie Griffin, if I'm saying her name right, has one. But is there a certain week that is going to be the focus? I'm very interested in that. That's my first question.
Okay,
and the second
question.
I'm
on the road right now doing the show, so I don't have the program book in front of me. But if you, I do believe that Brian Weiss is coming actually in December, so you'd have to look up on the line, okay?
Okay. And then
so
the,
what would
the
be
second
your very
question,
specific question?
So yeah. It's very specific, and it's just kind of out there. But in terms, so you always hear about numerology. Oh, you're a life path 9, you're a life path 1. What are your 2 or 3 or 4? What are your thoughts on? And I don't know, I mean, in terms of the validity of that, what are your thoughts on life path and past life? Is there any connection there, or is that just something like what are your thoughts on that, numerology and past
okay,
life?
Okay, numerology. Well, you know, the rabbis basically use the numerology, okay? Now, whether it's astrology or numerology or any other science like that, that is a vehicle that helps you tune into your intuitive mind. So, yes, there are people out there that do use numerology to be able to tune into your past lives. So, yes.
So,
if
you have a higher number, does that mean you've had more past lives or, like, less? I know the smaller time.
No. Okay, there are master numbers, like 11, 22, and 33. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But that just means that you are in this lifetime to master a certain skill. That has nothing to do with past life. But all I'm saying is a person can use, and a good numerologist can use numerology as a trigger mechanism to go into your past lives.
So do you think we have a different life number, life numerology number? All our different past lives, or do we stick with the same number?
That's not it. Again, numerology is just a vehicle, okay?
Okay.
So let me put it this way. If a person was a person who was interested in the science of past lives and did your numerology, they would use that as a tricking mechanism to get into the mind, okay? If you were going to an astrologer and they were interested in that subject, they would use astrology to get into that part of your life. So it really depends on the person who was looking.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Did you have another question for us?
No, that was it. I always hear about the life path numbers, and then I'm like, well, my question, and you answered it. It's just like a tool. So that's helpful. It's not the end all be all that. Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's,
perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have a question that was emailed from Karen in New Hampshire. And Karen wants to know if you intuitively feel she had a past life with her boyfriend, Ian.
Okay. Hello?
Email.
Okay. And so, again, what are the two names, Joyce?
Karen Ann and Ian.
Okay. Let me go there. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess I really tuned into Tibetan past life tonight, because as I'm thinking of these two people, I am in Tibet, okay? And I get a feeling that her boyfriend in that past lifetime was a chef to a very specific monastery, and he was actually very good at it. And I believe that you met him, and you instantly fell in love with him. And my interpretation, oh my goodness, I think you had twins in that past lifetime with that person. And I get a feeling that he eventually gave up being the cook to the monastery, and he bought a large plot of land. So I believe that one of the dreams in this lifetime is to have a large plot of land and also to have children. And that's exactly what I get. Thank you.
Okay. We have a text message question from Sarah in New York, and she wants to know if you could tune into her past life to get some natural skills and talents that she has.
Again, and her name is?
Sarah.
Sarah. Let me go visit Sarah. Okay. Well, as I'm tuning into this life, Sarah, I'm getting a feeling this actually question is very timely for you. So I'm just kind of sensing a little bit of confusion around you and what is my next step. Now, what I'm seeing a whole lot of children. Now, remember, I'm in my timeless mind. In this lifetime, I'm seeing a whole lot of children around you. So I want to go back to France with you, and I get a feeling that you're in a place in France, and I feel as though that you help illiterate children to become a little bit more literate, and you also help take children off the streets. And so it's like you're kind of like a social worker and a teacher in that past lifetime. So I believe that you'd make an amazing therapist in this lifetime. And that's specifically what I see. Now, don't worry, we're not telling you that you're going to basically work with children that are really lost, but it's really children who are lost emotionally and psychologically. I really feel as though you have a knack for that, and I feel very compassionate with you. I want to tell you, sometimes, you know, we have more than one talent, and I get a feeling of fashion, and I get a feeling that there's also an interest in fashion that you have. I feel as though that may be a passing phase, but it is also a passion that you definitely have. Okay, thank you very much for calling us tonight.
You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White. The topic for this evening is regression and past life. If you have a question for John, whether it's about past life or connecting with a loved one in spirit, or a life question, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. Now, John has said he would take us through a short exercise to help us tune into our own past life and get us to experience a past life.
Okay, so let's do this exercise. Now, of course, you're not going to do this exercise if you're driving, and you want to not be disturbed for a little while. So here's the exercise. Imagine that you're wearing shoes. Look at your feet in your mind. What type of shoes do you have on? What type of shoes do you have on? Now travel up and down your body with your mind. And what type of clothes are you wearing? By this time, you can get a sense of when in history you had this past life. What age do you feel? What country do you feel you're living in? Now imagine there's a book in your hand. The book is a symbol that may give you insight into a natural talent or something that you did in that past life. Use your imagination. First of all, what do you feel the color of the book is? What do you feel the color of the book is? How thick is it? Now, through your feelings, your clairsentient feelings, what do you feel the subject is? What do you feel the subject is? Okay, so if you did that simple little exercise that we just did, you may get insight. Now, for those of you who may be thinking, did I make all this up? No, you have to be able to use your imagination. Remember the words of Einstein, that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Okay, so Joyce has someone that wants to speak to us. Joyce.
Okay, this is actually Suzanne. She is texting me from Florida. From Naples, Florida, and she would like you to tune in for her and see what information you can get about a past life, maybe connected with her dog. She, as we know, she really, really loves her dog.
Okay. So as I'm tuning into Suzanne. All right. Well, I seem to be in England in a past life, and I get a feeling that Suzanne, that your parents own a large piece of land, and I believe that you had a member of the family who was blind, and that this dog would help this blind person. So I feel as though you helped people who had disabilities, and you attached them up with the dog in the very early times, and that helped you to understand how dogs can be passionate, compassionate, and can lead us and help us. And that's the impression that I get. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. Alrighty then. Now, I am John White is teaching a course on Labor Day weekend in also past lives and how those lives affect this life. So that's at Lily Dell. And if you could find out, look into the website and find out when the program is there and what are the dates of the program, you'll be able to get insight into that.
You can find information that's constantly being updated on the Lily Dell website, lilydaleassembly.com, and also look for postings on John's personal website, revjohnwhite.com. Again, the subject of tonight is past lives and past life regression. The number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, the number is 818-739-8818. Now we have an email question from Lisa in Boston. She wants to know if you've seen her as a healer in a past life.